Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wow, Matt, fellow adventurers, we are back with Sir Crokinjan. We're going back to Wackner's Mad. We were on level 19. Now, in the previous episode, we found and defeated a gigantic earth elemental. And how are they going to step it up from here? Anyway, we're in the northeast. Well, near the northeast corner of this floor. We're in a little circle that's just on a little loop on a twisty passage from the west of the floor. I'm on the north side of this little circle. Sharp crackling and splintering sounds echo along the passage as a tall, fleshless being of ice strides out of the frozen gloom ahead. You instinctively draw yourself into combat-ready stance and prepare for battle. Moving swiftly, its hook-tipped arms poised to strike, the fearsome being of ice closes in now. That swiftly is in bold, so it certainly means something. Anyway, I'm going to fight it. I swing my club. The ice elemental swipes you with its glittering hook-tipped arms. Your enemy's frozen touch sends a staggering jolt of pain through your body. No, not my body. I need that for doing things with. And I then go into a battle rage. Stop making me cold. I don't like being cold. Especially since I'm an amphibian. I have very few mechanisms to manually warm myself up. And slain. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. Ooh, quite a bit. After taking a few moments to recover from battle, you make a quick check of your equipment before setting off along the dark corridor. Now there's another question mark on the south side of this little circle. What could it be? It's the way down, and obviously we can't just go straight down. That would be ridiculous. I mean, that means Wackner would have made this entire floor for nothing. A deafening roar fills the passage as a wall of crimson flame rises up before you. You instinctively fall back and assume a defensive stance as the blazing barrier swiftly transforms into a fearsome being of fire. This shall be a cat. It's a cat made out of fire. Not a catamaran, just a regular quadrupedal cat, but made out of fire. You can't tell me that it doesn't look like that. Howling like a raging gale, the elemental fiend surges along the passage, reaching out to envelop you in its deadly, fiery grip. It's a greater fire elemental. The fire elemental swells rapidly as it attempts to envelop you. Well, I don't envelop me. I don't like being enveloped. Except in blankets and hugs. Still trying to envelop me. I'm just swinging my club. And it is slain. 26 experience and another 32 experience to general. After taking a few moments to recover from the battle, you make a quick check of your equipment before setting off along the dark corridor. Okay. And now I'm making my way into the into the centre of this floor. Oh, there's a question mark in the way. A curious passage has been engraved on the wall in this section of the passage. The inane shall covet that which shall prove their demise. Okay, so I guess somehow I've got to lure the elementals into the thing that kills them. Alright. The sounds of things unseen unnerves you as you make your way through the dark passages of this maze level. And that's the message you get on most tiles. A strange feeling comes over you, as if your energy being rapidly drained away. Picking a number. Bonus of 50, 20 from aura, 20 from mind, 10 from spirit. Gotta get 75 or more, or be drained even worse. Pick now. 74. Failure. You're unable to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that has assailed you. 9 of my Neville reserve has been drained away. Now when Ratcliffe's Mad was new, that would have been about a quarter of your entire Neville reserve, and a big deal. Not quite as big a deal now, because I now have 95 max Neville reserve, and there are mechanisms to make it even higher. Okay, I'm going to check out the southeast corner first. Oh, the draining check again, pick now. 118 success. You managed to stave off the worst effects of the strange draining magic that assails you. Just one Neville reserve drained away. Energy drained away again. Same check. Passed again. 3 Neville reserve was drained away this time. Okay, we're in a mini waffle shaped bit of the dungeon in the southeast corner. And in the northeast corner of that, a curious phrase has been engraved on the wall in this section of the passage. Ice to wend earth. Okay, so ice will somehow defeat earth elementals, I guess. But how do I get ice? The walls in this section of the maze are warm to the touch. Okay. That's the southeast corner. A tall statue of a headless man, carved entirely out of magically frozen fire, stands in the middle of the passage. You discover the missing head of the gruesome sculpture is tucked beneath the left arm. The statue's white arm is extended, with the palm of his white hand upturned. A particular item may be of use here. Okay. The feather. The hammer, the twisted wooden wad. Okay, I don't see anything I could use yet. Okay, I'm just exploring the west of this southeast section. A sharp crackling and sprinting sound echoes along the passage, as a tall, faceless being of ice strides out of the frozen gloom ahead. You instinctively draw yourself into a combat-ready stance and prepare for battle. Moving sluggishly, its hook-tipped arms drooping, the being of ice closes in. Okay, it's a greater ice elemental. And we're in the fire area, so I guess it's having a bad time. The ice elemental swipes you with his glittering hook-tipped arms. Yep. Oh, yeah, it's a lot easier here. Slain 20 XP, 32 experience, you know. Yeah, and that experience confirmed, yeah. Its difficulty was reduced a lot in this section. Admittedly, when my MR wasn't about 200 higher than it was expected when this was out, that would have probably reduced it to black difficulty or something, but here it's just quicker. After taking a few moments to recover from the battle, you make a quick check of your equipment before setting off along a dark corridor. Suddenly, You only just start along the passage when you suddenly spot something lying on the ground nearby. You move over and examine the object, and are intrigued to discover it's a near-perfect spear made entirely of magically frozen fire. You promptly take possession of the strange spear. Okay, these must be the items you use in the places. It's a fire spear. This is a small, solid, near-perfect spear of fire. This fire, which has obviously been frozen by magic, gives off only a small amount of heat. After securing your new find amongst your belongings, you once again set off on your exploration. Will this... I'll use it, so it's on the quick use panel. And here's an earth elemental. And its broad fists of stone scraping against the wall. The hulking earth elemental charges at you. It's a greater earth elemental. And it's more difficult now because we're not in an area that weakens it, but I can still take it down easily enough. It's just a bit easier in the right place. The enemy deals you a savage blow and is slain. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. Alright, can I use the fire spear here? Well, it's fire against fire, so that's not going to do anything. It's a greater ice elemental. This one's moving sluggishly. Just going to quick combat that. 20 experience, 32 experience to general. Alright, so fire. And a draining check again. Pick now. 92 success. Just 3 never reserve drained. Draining check again. Failure with 61. 10 never reserve drained. Woo, that's a bit. Alright, now I'm in the southwest corner. The walls in this section of the maze are made of damp earth and grey stone. The tall statue of a headless man, carved entirely out of red stone, stands in the middle of the passage. You discover the missing head of the gruesome sculpture is tucked beneath the left arm. The statue's white arm is extended, with the palm of its white hand upturned. I can use an item here. I think it said ice to wend earth, so this is probably the place to use an ice spear when I get it. I'm guessing there'll be a fire spear, an ice spear, and an earth spear. We don't really do much with the air elementals because they're weird. Not sure what to do with them. We encounter them, but not as much as the others. It's a greater earth elemental. This one's charging. Just going to quick combat that. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. In the southwest corner is earth to bury fire. Okay. So I think this is the area where we'll be good at fighting earth elementals. Because we're in the earth section. It's an ice elemental, it's moving swiftly, so it's at full strength. Doesn't matter that much because I'm so overpowered that I'm kind of having to. I kind of get to ignore entire sections, get to ignore the puzzles. But, well, I guess you do lose a bit of the charm of the dungeons if you're way overpowered, but not much. I mean, you can still tell. But it's just not. Do it too early, you die. Anyway, it is slain. 26 experience, 32 to general. Alright. Earth to bury fire, where's some fire? Oh, that's another earth elemental, just going to quick combat that. 26, 32 to general. You've only just started off along the passage when you suddenly spot something lying on the ground nearby. You move over and examine the object and intrigued to discover it's a near-perfect spear made entirely out of glittering, unmelting ice. You promptly take possession of the strange spear. It's an ice spear. This is a small, glittering, near-perfect spear of ice. After your new find is in amongst your other belongings, you once again set off to resume your explorations. Okay, wait. I think you can only get certain spears in certain rooms. Because they're coveting that they demise? Or maybe it's just a coincidence. No. No, I've got a fire spear in the fire room. Nah. What spears you get seems to be random. Okay. Ice spear. Greater fire elemental. It's hissing softly. The elemental fiend drifts along the passage, reaching out to envelop you in a deadly fiery grip. Yeah, it's still a cat, but it's kind of having a nap. It's going... It just wants to stretch out and just, you know, don't really want to fight, but it's got to because it's programmed to. Greater fire elemental. The fire elemental swirls rapidly. Well, not that rapidly. It swirls lethargically as it attempts to envelop you. Anyway, it is slain because we're in the area where the fire elementals lose. Because this area is bad for fire elementals. It is slain, 20 XP, 32 to general. Alright, let's go use this ice spear. I forgot to put it in the quick use menu. Ice spear, use. 384 experience to general. You place the spear of ice onto the statue's outstretched hand. Immediately, long, jagged cracks splinter their way up and out of the sculpture's stone torso. Without warning, the statue subtly crumples into a heap of dust that scatters across the floor at your feet. Yes, it did covet its demise. Your spear, which is obviously bought about the destruction of the statue, is lying on the floor of the passage. The strange object now emits a faint red glow. I guess it's been powered up somehow. You promptly reacquire it. You take that one last look at the empty spot in the passage that was, until moments ago, occupied by the gruesome structure. Then, without further delay, you once again set off along the dark corridor. Yeah, there's not even a question mark there, which makes it's a greater earth. It's not a greater earth elemental. This one's charging at you, so it's more difficult. Just going to quick combat it anyway. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. All right, let's check out the northwest corner now. Magic draining check, and it failed, but I still only lost 3 Neville reserves. So I guess I got lucky. In an unlucky way. So my luck kind of balanced out. Magic draining trek. Success. 2 Neville Reserve was drained. I also got 147 total. Alright. And I think this will be the last magic draining check. I'm in the north side of the little circle in the middle. And same check as the first time. Pick now. 150 success, and only 1 Neville Reserve has been drained away. Alright, a thin layer of frost covers the walls in this section of the maze. And the inscription is fire to melt ice. It kind of like you'd expect. A curious phrase has been engraved on the wall in this section of the passage. You quickly study it. Okay, so this is the ice section. And here's a tall statue of a headless man, carved entirely out of unmelting ice, stands in the middle of the passage. You discover the missing head of the gruesome sculpture is tucked beneath the left arm. The statue's white arm is extended, the palm of its white hand upturned. This particular item may be of use here. A particular item? I guess I'm going to use the fire spear. Yep, that was right. 384 experience to general. You place the spear of fire into the statue's outstretched hand. After several moments, the sound of splintering ice echoes along the frigid passage. The sculpture begins melting swiftly. In less than a minute, a broad puddle on the floor at your feet is all that remains of the statue. And also Sir Crothian has a little splash around. You know, because I mean it's nice to have a little splash about sometimes. The spear, which has obviously brought about the destruction of the statue, is lying on the floor of the passage. The strange orb now emits a faint red glow. You promptly reacquire it. You take one last look at the empty spot in the passage that was until moments ago occupied by the gruesome sculpture. Then, without further delay, you set off along the dark corridor. Here comes another greater fire elemental, howling like a raging gale. The elemental fiend surges along the passage, reaching out to envelop you in its icy, its deadly, fiery grip. Now, it's strong here because it's in the ice section. So it's just going to town. Quick combat. It is slain. Alright, 26 experience, 32 experience to general. You've only just started along the passage when you suddenly spot something lie on the ground nearby. You move over and examine the object, and are squeezed to discover a near-perfect spear made entirely out of damp earth and bits of grey stone. I mean, this is probably the least magical-looking of all these spears. I mean, I could probably knock off... Yeah, in fact, I could. Just give me a bit of time with some dirt and a... And I could knock off a replica of that. You promptly take possession of the strange spear. It's not that strange. It just so happens to be imbued with magical powers. It's an earth spear. This is a small, near-perfect spear of damp earth and bits of grey stone. Now, what kind of stone is the grey stone? Is it flint? I mean, flint's grey. I'm sure there's others. There's a basalt, granite. I mean, there's a lot of grey stones. It's probably like the most common colour for stones. Because, I mean, if you imagine, hey, yeah, it's a stone, you're probably thinking of something that's grey. Of course, stones can appear in all sorts of colours. You can get yellow stones, you can get red stones. And, well, okay, there's probably others, but I can't think of any right now. After securing your new find in amongst the other belongings, you once again set off to resume your exploration. Spear, and that is to smother... To smother ice? No, wait. No, to... No, that's... Earth to smother fire. Okay, now let's see. What's this... In the southwest corner is a message. Fire to melt ice. Yes. We already read that. Okay, anything? Exploration status? Dwindling number of wandering foes remain. Alright, gonna put the earth spear in the recently used list. Okay, I think it's just a matter of time until we finish this floor now. Unless something turns up. And now we're at the tall statue of a headless man, carved entirely out of magically frozen fire, stands in the middle of the passage. You discover that the missing head of the gruesome sculpture is tucked beneath the left arm. The statue's white arm is extended, the palm of his white hand upturned. Okay, let's use this earth spear. Another 384 experience to general. You place the spear of earth into the statue's outstretched hand. Almost at once, the phantom flames that surround the sculpture vanish. You watch in amazement as the statue's frozen fire disappears into a thick column of dense grey smoke. Your spear, which is obviously brought about the destruction of the statue, is lying on the floor of the passage. The strange orb now emits a faint red glow. You promptly reacquire it. You take one last look at the empty spot in the passage that was, until moments ago, occupied by a gruesome structure. Then, without further delay, you once again set off along the dark corridor. Okay, we've dealt with all the statues now. Can we get out now? Because I think that was the big part. Pass the message. And no, obviously nothing happens yet. I cannot yet go down. Probably because I need to deal with the rest of the wandering foes, of which there is a dwindling number. Alright, let's just go to a random section. Northwest section. The fire section. Just wandering around there for a bit. Come on, elementals. Where are you? I guess maybe we've dealt with all the elementals in that section. Okay, southwest corner. This is the earth section. Anything turning up? Come on, elementals. Oh, here we are. It's an ice elemental. It's moving swiftly, so it's not been weakened, but that doesn't matter for super overpowered Sir Croakington. And it is slain. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. Still a dwindling number of foes. I think this is a stage where you just have to want a stage. You kind of keep happening on floors of Wackner's Mad, where you have to just wander around until you've dealt with all the random encounters. It's a greater fire elemental in the fire section, so it's a raging gale and it surges. And it's still going to a battle rage. You're struck by a powerful blast of fire for 8 damage. And it is slain. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. Right, keep going. Greater fire elemental in the fire section. It's greater ice elemental, so it's having a bad time. It's moving sluggishly. The ice elemental swipes you through its glittering hook-tipped arms. It's got a lot less health in this section, and I know from the XP that it has a lot lower MR. 20 XP, 32 experience to general. How many are left now? Only a small number of wandering foes remain. Greater Earth Elemental, it's charging. It's strong here, but not strong enough. 26, 32 experience to general. Now, I remember when I first did this, many years ago, when my main character was a lot weaker because there'd been a lot less game to play, that you could only defeat the elementals in the areas where they were weak. So if you come across them in the wrong area, you kind of had to run. But now you're strong enough, you can just quick combat everything. It's a greater fire elemental, even though it's got a raging gale and it's surging, and so it's strong here, I can still just quick combat it. 26 XP, 32 experience to general. Exploration status. Only a small number of wandering foes remain. Yeah, we're just going to wander around until we finally dealt with all these wandering foes. And then we can just get out of here. It's a greater earth elemental. It's charging you. Quick combat. It is slain. 26 experience. 32 experience to general. A lone wandering foe remains. What could it be? Could it be one of those towering things? Well, let's see, we're now in the northwest corner, the ice area. So we fight a fire thing, I'm in for a good time. No, Earth. It's Earth that puts out fire. You know, right. Yep. Ice is just melted by fire. I think of it like Final Fantasy, where it's just opposing, because that's easier to remember. It's greater fire elemental. It's strong here. It's got raging gale and it surges. But it's nearly done, even though. Smashy. And slain. 26 experience, 32 experience to general. And that is all the wandering foes depleted, unless something turns up to make even more of them appear. But I don't think so. I think we are done with this floor of Wackler's Mad. Just going to take the opportunity to do a bit of healing first. Alright. Place my hand in the impression. You place your hand in the hand-shaped impression just below the engraved skulls. Your hand begins to tremble inside the impression, and for a fleeting moment the entire slab shudders. You quickly withdraw your hand and step back from the slab. 384 experience to general. A bright flash of green light erupts from the centre of the stone slab, momentarily obscuring the gruesome engraving that adorned its rugged surface. You immediately realise the way down to the next level of Wackner's perilous labyrinth has just been unlocked. Alright, step onto the engraved slab. Down to floor 20. You stagger forward, struggling to maintain your balance as you suddenly realise your surroundings have changed. Pausing to get your bearings, you realise you're now standing in a dark stone corridor on level 20 of the perilous maze known as Wackner's Mad. Now, where are we? Okay, this... Well, there's some stuff going on here. I seem to be on the north side of the dungeon. And it goes off screen to the east and west. And here we've got three circles that are next to each other, and with three alcoves to the south. Okay, making my way west. A curious phrase is engraved on the wall in this section of the gloom-filled passage. Examine the engraved phrase. You make a close examination of the engraved phrase. West to west, east to east, earth for earth, to each its own.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big this summer with great deals. All in the Kroger app. Get 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 10 for 10 on items like Lay's Stacks, Rice-A-Roni, and Sparkling Ice Sparkling Water for $1 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Okay, maybe that'll make sense later. Okay, I'm as at the edge of the northern section. And there's another question mark on the way out. A thick, tangled web of gloom spans the entirety of the passage ahead, making it impossible to continue any further to the south. You believe, however, you might be able to fight your way through the strange web barrier of shadow. Attempt to fight through the web of shadow. You step forward and begin to assault on the web of gloom. Much to dismay, but not really, not to my surprise, the strange barrier seems to spring to life as you launch your attack, lashing out at you with thick strands of shadow that attempt to snare your arms and legs. Wait a minute, was shadow magic even discovered when Rakdos Man was built? Because, I mean, it really was only introduced into this world in a... Well, I guess, you know, I mean, the Shadow Dragons were around, but introduced so that, you know, to humans. So many... Okay, I'm kind of spoiling pre-G5, so sorry about that. Anyway, it's introduced I'm just not good at avoiding spoilers, so I guess if you want to continue listening to this, you've just got to play every single part of Swift, just in case I accidentally spoil it. Because I'm just going to run my mouth. And I might just say anything. Although I will try to pretend ignorance about any plot that the character themselves has not yet come across. You know, for dramatic effect. Anyway, it's a web of shadow. Lashes out at you with thick strands of shadow that attempt to ensnare your arms and legs. So, yeah, I think it's pretty... It does look like shadow magic wasn't really a thing when Ragnar built this maze, but I'm guessing when it went as deep into the Nevernus as he did, he probably just found some. Or found someone who did, who knew how to use it and, you know, subcontracted. Anyway, begin combat. The web shadowy strands attempt to envelop you in their crushing grip. Keep going. Smasher wallops it, and it is slain. 22 experience. The web of shadow, loud hanging in tatters from both sides of the passage, swiftly melts into the surrounding gloom and vanishes. With the passage before you now clear, you quickly check over your equipment before once again setting off along the corridor. The exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. A mechanical ogre, its torso, head and hulking limbs formed out of a haphazard collection of iron and copper, stalks towards you out of the gloom ahead, the monstrous creation, its gaping maw filled with jagged metal teeth, rattles loudly as it moves in to attack. It's a mechanical ogre, begin combat! Stomps forward and attacks, and I just stand my ground and swing my club. It does a savage blow for 9 damage, but anyway, it is slain, or smashed, I guess. I don't think you can really say something slain if it's not really alive. I guess it's smashed, but... I think the using different terms for it being destroyed, for how, what, will you defeat your enemy, that's one thing we really only get in Kingdom of Loathing, I think. Rather than just using a catch-all term like defeated or not really mentioning it at all, just having boop-ba-doo, you are victorious. And so on. Yeah, I think, well, that's probably easier for Kingdom of Loathing because they have several staff and a much, much, much larger budget. No. I don't think you can say Swift's bigger. I don't know. They're both really big. And honestly, if you like Swift, you'll probably want to give Kingdom of Loathing a try. They're both very world-heavy and not that graphically focused. Of course, Kingdom of Loathing's more graphically focused than Swift. But I think probably one thing about Kingdom of Loathing is it's a lot of the gameplay consists of doing the main story over and over and over and over and over again with some changes. Just enough to make you think, oh yeah, okay, I guess it's worth another one, but not enough that it's an entirely different game. And a lot of the original, a lot of the, you want new content, it's kind of locked behind various packages and special items. So, because that's definitely an advantage that Swift has. Once you pay AG, you get all of the previous content, except limited time events, because they're limited time. But even then, quite a few of them have been jiggled, so they were permanent. There was a Blizzard in the Hills, that was a Christmas event, and then was turned into a chunky and very rewarding permanent adventure. The Hexahedron of Perpetuity, that was an Adventure Appreciation Month event, but that became permanent. There's the place where we found the glowing goblin and the tower. Well, that was a Halloween event, but that became permanent. So quite a few bits. Kyeldra's Tomb, that was an Adventure Appreciation Month event. Yeah, I mean quite a few of the seasonal events become permanent, so there's that advantage. Oh yeah, and of course, probably the primary advantage of Swift is it doesn't have some sort of action-based economy going on, which tend to switch from you don't have enough actions to do the things you want to. You have more actions than you want, but you don't want them to go to waste. So you end up logging in every day, and then spending some time just burning through your actions, doing things that are things you've done before dozens of times, just because you don't want them to go to waste. So you end up pretty much just spending the time grinding, and you have to, because otherwise they will go to waste. So until, you know, eventually you just kind of get sick of doing that, and then if you come back in a, then you come back, but then you're so far, you come back sometime later, but then all stats have gone up and you can't really compete with some of the stuff or something like that. Anyway, yeah, definitely that's an advantage Swift. It's when it says players must play at your own pace, they actually mean it, rather than you can bank your turns for a few days, but only a few days. And also it's a lot more efficient if you play every day. But if you want to actually play for, you want to just go, okay, I have, I, oh, today. It's the first time in a few weeks I have some time off. You can't just go, all right, I'm going to spend 6 hours playing this game non-stop. You can't do that. That is one of the big advantages of Swift over pretty much every other browser-based game. That it doesn't... Okay, there's a few quests where you have to wait for the next day for it to advance over. There was the whole thing with the tower. There's a whole tower in Hawkclaw thing, and there's the Hall of Ruin that's got a 12-hour reset. Most direly the Glittering Ice Shield. That it had a 24-hour reset, and to get the super cool awesome item at the end, you had to do it 36 times total. Oh yeah, and you had to visit a certain event every day for seven consecutive days. And no, you're not allowed to miss any until you unlocked it. And then you could start the month with a bit long grind for it. But at least, I mean, on the second part, at least you never lose progress. So, I guess that's the match. The unlocking the Cave of the Ice Troll, I think that's probably just about the only content in the game where you have to log in every day, but it's only for 7 days, so. And Swift is very easy to log in from anywhere, so it's very short, so it's not that arduous. Unless you intermittently go to places with no internet at all. But that's pretty rare. Anyway, setting off with the labyrinth. Okay, I'm going to check out the alcoves to the south now. A small square of stone is set in the centre of the passage, weighs slightly above those that surround it. It bears an engraving of a skull. Alright, I'm going to set the... I go to the south. Forcefully repelled by an invisible barrier. Okay, I'm going to set all the dials to skull. On the iron plate of dials. Just dials, skulls for everybody. Skull, 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 skull. Set the dials to the skull. Deep filled alcove. As you attempt to step into the alcove to the south, you forcefully repel by invisible barrier. Okay, maybe that's not it. Okay, and south. A small square of stone in the centre of the passage, weighs slightly above those that surround it, bears an engraving of the moon. South is a gloom-filled alcove. That's also unpassable. Okay, and to the east, this is the middle of the three alcoves, and to the east is a something. It's another web of shadow. I'm just going to fight that. Fighting the web of shadow, fighting the web of shadow, fighting the web of shadow till it is destroyed. It is slain. 23 experience to general. The web of shadow, now hanging in tatters from both sides of the passage, swiftly melts into surrounding gloom and vanishes. The passage before you now clear. You quickly check over your equipment for once again setting off along the corridor. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Ragnar's Labyrinth. The large, inky silhouette of a long-legged spider peels away from the wall just ahead and slips silently towards you through the gloom. The sinister arachnid, composed entirely out of shadow, moves in swiftly, eager to snare and devour its intended prey. It's a shadow spider. The shadow spider attempts to impale you with its deadly stinger. The spider's barbed stinger stabs you in your flesh. Your body score helps you to avoid being paralyzed by the spider's venom, but I still take 8 damage. Keep going. It stings me again for 4 damage. And it stings me again for 8 damage, and now it is slain. 15 XP. Thankful to survive the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, east, and here's an engraving of an eye. Forcefully repelled by an invisible barrier. Okay, I think... Wait. East to east. Okay, I think maybe these symbols say where you're supposed to set the... to find the clues. Okay, I'm going to go east. Here's another shadow spider. Going to manually fight that again. Trying to find out what happens if you actually are paralyzed. Not paralyzed that time. Can I ever be paralyzed with max body? I mean, it probably can happen. Oh, yep, stung again. 7 damage. It is slain. And another 15 XP. Alright, looks like... And sizable number of wandering foes remain. Okay, and on the east... There's a question mark to the east of the entrance. It's just another web of shadow. Just gonna quick combat that. 23 XP. The web of shadow, now hanging in tatters from both sides of the passage, swiftly melts into the surrounding gloom and vanishes. With the passage now before you clear, you quickly check over your equipment before sending off along the corridor. Alright, what's the message say again? So I'm in Kyo's place. West to west, east to east, earth for earth to each its own. Okay, earth for earth. That kind of implies these spears we used them at some point. Okay, I'm making my way east. Right. There was some sort of red message that I missed. Because I was too busy clicking. Okay, here's a mechanical goblin. Your exploration comes to an abrupt halt as you're suddenly confronted by one of the fearsome denizens of Wagner's Labyrinth. A mechanicized goblin, crafted out of iron and copper, emits a chorus of echoing chants, clanks it and moves towards you out of the darkness ahead. The strange automaton, its squarish metal head, bearing an engraved fang-filled grin, raises a crude but sharp blade as it prepares to attack its mechanical goblin, begin combat. The mechanical goblin whirls as it steps forward and attacks. And it is slain. 13 XP. Thankful to have survived the encounter, you spend several moments checking over your gear before once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, it's another shadow spider. And swing my club. It tries to sting me and impale me. But spiders don't have stingers. They have spinnerets. Okay. Maybe there's some weird type of spider with a stinger, but that's more of various things, but. Wasps, probably other things as well, but... Yeah, I don't think any spiders have stingers. Probably someone could correct me by going on the Swift Discord and telling me I'm wrong. And if you do, please do. Because I don't want to be wrong. Alright, keep going. Anyway, it is slain. Also, it's made out of shadow, so... It doesn't have to, you know, make any anatomical sense, because it wasn't made, you know, by evolution or taxonomy or any of like that. It was just wizard thought, hey, I want a shadow. I want a big scary spider monster. And it just grabbed some shadows and just went, okay, spider. How many legs is it? Okay, 8. I forgot. What was it? How many body sections? Is it just one or Three? Okay, how many eyes? Should I even put eyes in? Do they have stingers? Yeah, let's give it a stinger. Yeah. Yeah, so probably Arachnov might not have been a perfect, might not be a professional entomologist. Or at least he wasn't then when he made it. He might be now, because, you know, 1,000 years. You can learn a lot in 1,000 years. Especially if it's 1,000 years and you've not really that much to do. Other than, you know, just twiddle your thumbs and wait for someone to get into your labyrinth. Now maybe an occasion every now and again, twiddle the floors around. Okay, I'm making my way east. Okay, the passage quickly goes to the south. Here's another question mark. It's another web of shadow. Just going to quick combat through that. It is slain, 23 experience. Alright, and I keep going. I keep going south. There's a little alcove to the east now. As you move along the passage, you certainly find yourself confronted by the pale blue flickering apparition of Yersin. The armor-clad envoy of the Grey Mains bows as you approach and holds out a phantasmal hand, as if silently beseeching you to take it. Okay, I will reach out for Yersin's hand. As your hands pass through Yersin's phantasmal grasp, a small, warm, rejuvenating sensation passes through you. Your stamina points have been fully restored. Now, this would have been very handy when the level was new and getting and these floors could realistically deplete you, but not anymore now, at least if you do Wackler's Mad fairly late in your adventurous career. I mean if you did it fairly early on, then yeah, you'd need that. But If Sir Croakington has put this off to about 2/3 of the way through, if not more, then yeah, you don't need this as much. But it's still there. Still there. Only seconds later, the feeling subsides, and the envoy's image shimmers and vanishes. Thank you, Yersin. It's another mechanical goblin. Quick combat. Mechanical goblin whirls as it steps forward and attacks. Deals you a brutal blow for 4 damage, and it is slain. 13 experience. Thrakful survived the encounter. You spend several moments checking out your gear, for once again setting off through the labyrinth. Okay, and we're now getting to another little circle. It's just a 3x3 circle with a hole in the middle. Mr. Mini Donut. And there are passages to the north, where I am, and the west, where there's something going on, and the south, where I can't see what's going to happen there. But before I get there, there's another question mark. Just another web of shadows, going to quick combat that. Another 22 experience. The web of shadow, now hanging in tatters from both sides of the passage, swiftly melts into the surrounding gloom and vanishes. With the passage before you now clear, you quickly check over your equipment before once again setting off along the corridor. Alright, seems that to the south of this, I guess, the eastern circle, it broadens out. Okay, there's question marks in the northeast, southeast, southwest, and northwest corner. I'm thinking, and I'm sort of remembering, mostly remembering, that these will be something to do with the dial. Alright, northeast. A small engraved square of stone in the centre of the northeast section of the corridor bears an engraving of an eye. So, alright, we got our eye in the northeast. Here's another shadow spider. Attempts to impale you with its deadly stinger. Go on, sting me, you coward. Nope, slain. 15 experience. Fair number of wandering foes for men. Okay, we started to lower them. So we've got eye northeast, southeast moon, eye moon, southwest moon, eye moon. Suddenly, a long band of shadow slivers off the wall just ahead and pulls into a whipping puddle of gloom in the centre of the passage. In the blink of an eye, the tall, willowy, opaque silhouette of a man rises out of the pool of shadow. The being of shadow crosses his arms and shakes his inky, featureless head. Before you can react to the sudden and unnerving event, the man of shadow slinks back into the puddle of gloom. The pool then rapidly disbands, transforming into several ribbons of shadow sliver off into surrounding darkness. What is this? Some minions of Moraxa who don't know it's all over? In the wake of the unsettling encounter, you're haunted by the unmistakable notion that the being you just encountered possesses sinister, unfathomable powers. Vowing to remain on your guard, lest the figure of shadow should appear again, you warily resume your exploration. So we've got eye, moon, and in the northwest corner is another moon. Okay, I'm going to set the dials. I am plate of dials. Just the dials. Northeast, eye, southeast, moon. Was it skull in the northwest? Anyway, we can see. No, it's moon again. Northwest, moon. Set dials, go back. Okay. So another shadow spider, just going to quick combat that. 15 experience. Okay, can I get into the eastern alcove now? South is a dual-filled alcove, still repelled by invisible barrier. Engraving of an eye, so I'm going to set the north part to eye. Eye and iron plate of dials, just the dials. Level 1 eye, set the dials, go back. Okay, I can get into this section now. You're standing in a deep alcove. Just off to the south of the corridor you've been following, a large hand, formed out of frozen fire, protrudes from the southern wall of the alcove. The hand's broad, open, empty palm is turned upwards. Okay, fire for fire. Alright, use the fire sphere. And use. 512 experience to general. You carefully place the fire spear into the open palm of the hand of frozen fire. Almost immediately, the hand's thick fingers close up around the spear. Despite the loss of the spear, you remain uncertain about what purpose this strange event may have served. But we know it must cause do something, because otherwise Wackner wouldn't let me do it. He just does not let you get rid of items you need. Because he doesn't want the dungeon to be impossible because of something you did by accident. And also the game doesn't let you get rid of items you need or use them in places where they're useless. Because one, you'd have to write how you used it and that'd be a pick. And two, it could make dungeons easily unsolvable. Because you didn't instantly figure out exactly what you were going to do. When, quite frankly, there was no way to figure it out without doing things. Despite the loss of the spear, you may uncertain about what purpose strange event may have served. A large hand formed out of frozen fire protrudes from the southern wall of the alcove. The hand's thick fingers are curled up and closed around the fire spear, which now rests in its broad, upturned palm. Okay, we've passed an hour. Can I go up? Yes, I can. Okay, so we're going to. We've done enough for now. Right, I'm leaving Ragnar's Lad, and in fact I already have. We will be going to Ashlia to rest, have some drinks at the Saisonal Tavern. We regale people with the tales of what we've done so far. And then, the next time, we will explore the rest of the 20th floor of Ragnar's Mad. And until then, farewell, fellow adventurers.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.